dialing.
Who just joined?
Ethan Walton.
Sorry, I was on mute.
Conference call. Aren't you glad it's just a podcast?
All right. Thank you so much for downloading our little show. We've got a great one for you today. I actually, just a few hours ago, had the privilege of attending the Wall Street series. You know, Walmart has these fireside chats where they talk about expectations for suppliers and initiatives going on at Walmart. Other people in the industry serve on panel discussions, and that's what happened today. It was all about sustainability through supply chain. And for any Walmart supplier outside the area, this is fantastic information as it pertains to Walmart's new laser focus on getting down to zero waste in plastic. Lots of things that are going to be happening in supply chain, things they want you to talk with your buyer about. I can't sit here and do it justice all by myself. You know who else was there? Ethan Walton, President and CEO, and my friend, Mr. Jeff Clapper. He is going to come in the studio right after the break. We're going to talk about some of the big takeaways from today's meeting, things that you as a Walmart supplier may want to take note of for your next meeting with your Walmart buyer, and things that you need to be watching for in your supply chain to meet Walmart's expectations. Please stick around. This is the Ethan Walton Conference Call.
Ethan Walton is here to support and educate the supplier community. If you have a question about our services or would like to know more about an upcoming class, we can chat. Log on to ethanwalton.com/chat. Our team is standing by to begin a chat session with you. We're happy to answer your questions about supporting your business. Chat with us today, ethanwalton.com/chat.
You're dialed in to the conference call, brought to you by Ethan Walton.
Your call is starting.
And now your host, Jared Davis.
Mr. Jeff Clapper has joined us here in the Funhouse. Great to have you here again, sir.
Glad to be back.
You and I actually had we had the privilege of attending Walmart's Fireside Chat earlier today. Just, you know, to kick things off for our suppliers listening, what are some of the big takeaways?
Yeah, I mean, I think overall what I would say is where this may have started 15, 20 years ago, something that everybody recognized was good for PR. Now it's really become, there are a lot of really practical business reasons. And I think for suppliers specifically at Walmart, this matters to Walmart now in a big way, in a meaningful way. And they are continually taking big steps forward to activate that with their suppliers. And so they're making sure that suppliers follow through. I mean, later in the conversation, one of the points that Laura Phillips brought up was, this is one of a handful of key initiatives that buyers are actually being evaluated on. How supportive of sustainability are their suppliers as a segment? And so, I mean, that's one specific example, but there were a bunch of ways that came up where Walmart said, we're really pushing hard to reduce or eliminate plastic. And here again, another interesting specific place that they said, where they, of course, have a lot more to say about it, is with their private brands or the private label suppliers. So that was kind of a nice heads up also. Hey, suppliers, be thinking about your sustainability, and if you're a private label supplier with us, you know, that's really a place we're going to start, especially looking at any non-recyclable plastics, because there's still plenty of them out there.
I love it how Laura, and I've had a chance to hear her talk a number of times. She's been on the show before, and I've had a chance to listen to some of her presentations. Always brings it back to the customer. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's not only they're holding the suppliers accountable, but it all goes back to the customer. This is where she says that she's actually heard a lot of the feedback from customers saying, we want this reduction in plastics because customers are more discretionary now. They're not brand loyal. Mm-hmm. They're going to brands that more align with their values. Yeah. And some of the statistics that they gave us just on plastics today were astonishing.
Sure.
Yeah. No. Just the how they're not being recycled, and just the sheer amount that's going to waste.
Yeah. Well, like we were talking about, and how e-commerce has had a big part in that, right? Mm-hmm. You know, where they once people could, or e-commerce and the internet, where people could publicly share the sustainability of the retailer or of the products that they're buying from the retailer, and actually maybe going maybe a step further to say shaming their product right. that they just bought right. or the packaging that it just came in at their home. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's really interesting how that's working out.
Well, you go back to the example of, you know, when you order from a retailer and you'll order something very small and it comes in a gigantic box, right. or you'll order four different things that will come in three different boxes.
Sure.
I mentioned some of the quotes. I wanted to get to a couple of these, and specifically for suppliers that are interested in supply chain, that reverse logistics part. Mm-hmm. This was a big point mm-hmm. of today's meeting, was that how the internet created a boom for retailers, but one of the unwelcome booms mm-hmm. was in reverse logistics. 40% of things purchased on the internet will be returned.
Yeah.
And the reason is because, do you ever order like four different things knowing you're only going to keep one?
Right.
This is a big internet practice.
Yeah, it happens. You're absolutely, I mean, for me, that stat and just the reality of it, you don't think about it. You think you're just being sensible. Hey, I don't know exactly what my size will be or what color I'm going to like or whatever it is. And you're only going to keep one. And you think, well, I'm going to return it. And you do. But think about the logistical consequence of sending that back through, whether you take it to the store to be returned or you ship it back. But that has to be handled. And a lot of that merchandise is, you know, they end up, it doesn't have a place to go from there. That was a big part of the discussion with some of the other panelists this morning. It was really interesting to think about, you know, they're using AI to find proper destinations for that returned merchandise, or they're finding ways to resell it, reuse it. But yeah, there's this whole reverse logistics equation that really gets stepped up with the e-commerce world.
Part of the innovation and technology that's really, really needed came up in a lot of the discussion, too. And I know a lot of the team here at 8th and Walton work with suppliers on every step in that supply chain. But this was interesting as I was talking to some of the Walmart folks, is that they're striving to, you know, reuse, compost, and refurbish just to kind of cut down on waste. Mm-hmm. One of the interesting quotes that I heard was, there is a value in, let's say you throw away something, food packaging, for mm-hmm. example. There's a value in composting that food, mm-hmm. and there's a value in recycling that package. But the cost to separate the two at the end outweighs the value of both.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Which is, so it's great that Walmart is forward thinking like this. Mm-hmm. And that was a big part of it, is just things that they've got coming up in the future as well.
Sure, yeah. And, you know, that's something else. Again, it's striking some of the things, and it came up in the discussion today, but some of the things that we think we're doing, we're active recyclers in our home, but I just recently learned that the little ring on the plastic bottle, like a 20-ounce Coke or whatever, if you don't remove the little plastic ring that breaks off the cap, they can't recycle that. And they, you know, it just as a crazy specific example, but there's so many things that we're not quite there. And that was also mentioned this morning as an example of how can suppliers make their product or their packaging that much more sustainable. I mean, it seems like such a little thing, but those bottles end up not being recyclable. And we all think we're recycling it and doing it the right way. But as suppliers, we have the opportunity to do that better.
Well, and Laura Phillips brought that up as well, you know, holding the suppliers accountable, but back to the customer and how Walmart's actually going to help the customer out. She mentioned that they're looking at possibly doing some in-store events where they're going to be educating customers on just what you said. You know, I think by throwing this peanut butter, you know, plastic container in my recyclable, I'm doing a great, but if I haven't cleaned that out properly, then it's no good.
It's garbage.
And that commitment, and I wrote this down, so I'm going back to my notes. By 2025, Walmart wants their private label brands to be 100% recyclable, reusable, or compostable. And part of that is going to be in the relabeling on their private label merchandise to educate customers on how this is to be recycled. That's amazing.
Yeah. No, and that's right around the corner when you think about the lead time to make all of those changes. Yeah, I mean, but there was a really consistent message this morning around all of the education that is available to suppliers and all of the expectation that goes with it. We all want to get there. We're making a lot of information and resource available. It was even said, if you as a supplier are not using our recycling playbooks to make things truly recyclable, we need to talk. It was a constructive, supportive comment, but there was a tone in it, and that's good. I think that's healthy. And you know, and it was said, hey, we will be asking. So when you leave the meeting today, get on the phone with the rest of your team and let's find some, you know, let's keep stepping in the direction of making all of this packaging more recyclable. Back to the idea of how this has a business consequence. It's not just a PR conversation. It has a practical opportunity for all companies involved to save money in their production and maybe even make money. One of the really interesting things I think you and I were sharing thoughts on was Walmart is seeing products where when the packaging has less plastic or less in the way of the consumer's experience, they get their hands on it more.
Yes,
they actually have a better sell through of that product because you get a better interaction or experience testing the product and getting it in your hands. So it's interesting to think about how our packaging has actually inhibited some of our sales opportunities.
And that's what I love about these series is that they're not just bringing these broad things like let's all be sustainable. They're bringing the actual numbers
for sure.
About this is what we've seen when we've done this. And
it's great for the environment, but in turn, it's going to help your sales as
for
well.
Sure.
You know, so kind of getting back to our great team at Eighth and Walton and how we look at the supply chain, how can we help suppliers listening to line up with the Walmart expectations, whether it's through labeling, whether it's through that step in the supply chain, reverse logistics?
Sure.
How does our team help?
Yeah, well, it's a great question. And again, that's always what you and I and everybody here are looking at is
Absolutely.
Through the lens of the supplier, how will we support Walmart the best and become better partners with Walmart? One of the points that, I thought it was just a great example of this doesn't have to total, you don't have to turn your business sideways, but be thinking about it and bring it into the conversation. Again, Laura brought this up towards the end, and it was so right on. But when you are going for your next line review with your buyer, have a slide where you talk about your sustainability initiatives and how this is going to impact, or how, you know, what are your scores on sustainability with Walmart? Because it matters to that buyer. And what do you, of course, you've got to be bringing in good scores,
right.
But that's the whole idea.
Yeah.
You bring in good numbers and share that. Make that a part of the conversation and share where you're going, how you're innovating to make your product more sustainable, how you're indicating the recyclability or reusability of your packaging. All of that information Walmart has made available, and they want to have a conversation with suppliers to make sure that it's all moving in the right direction. But I think it's really practical and doable.
Yep. So for all this kind of help, whether it's in your meeting prep, whether it's in your supply chain, reverse logistics, I've got a link in our podcast description to connect you with an advisor absolutely free just to have that conversation and kind of go through. Jeff, any other closing thoughts just on the meeting today? It was a great fireside chat.
It was a great conversation. And again, just super realistic, practical, healthy, good dialogue, and glad to be able to share it today.
All right. Appreciate you being on the show. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jared.
The chairperson has left.